Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking butt in the morning and making those daily wins happen. You know that feeling when you're totally crushing it? Like, you woke up on fire, tackled that to-do list like a champ, and even managed to smile at that grumpy barista? Yeah, we all crave that feeling, right? But let's be real, sometimes life throws curveballs. We miss deadlines, spill coffee on ourselves, don't worry, I've been there. And maybe even swear a little too loudly. And you know what? That's okay. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Embracing imperfection as a strength. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Dylan, this is getting all preachy, hear me out. I'm not saying it's cool to be messy or lazy, though who am I kidding? We all have our off days. I'm talking about shifting our perspective on those little, or sometimes big, stumbles. Here's the deal. Perfection is a myth, my friends. It's like chasing that rainbow at the end of the pot of gold, always just out of reach. And honestly, trying to be perfect all the time can actually hold you back. It creates this pressure cooker environment where you're terrified to make mistakes, afraid to try new things, and constantly comparing yourself to some unattainable ideal. Now, imagine this. You wake up each morning with a mindset that embraces imperfection. You accept that you're going to have good days and bad days, that you'll mess things up sometimes, and that's perfectly fine. Instead of dwelling on the mistakes, you learn from them. You acknowledge your successes, big and small, and celebrate every step forward, no matter how tiny. Think about it like this. Every scar tells a story. Those imperfections are what make us unique, what give us character, and ultimately, what make us stronger. So, let's break down these key takeaways. Number 1. Embrace the suck sometimes. We all have those days when everything seems to go wrong. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, even your biggest failures can become valuable lessons. Number 2. Celebrate small wins. You nailed that presentation? High five. You finished a chapter of that book you've been meaning to read? Awesome. Don't underestimate the power of those little victories. They keep you motivated and remind you that progress is happening, even if it's not always obvious. Number 3. Be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. So why do we do it to ourselves? Practice self-compassion and remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Number 4. Focus on the journey, not just the destination. Life is about the experiences, the lessons learned, and the growth along the way. Don't get so caught up in reaching the end goal that you forget to enjoy the ride. And finally, number 5. Remember, you are enough, exactly as you are. No need to apologize for your quirks, your flaws, or anything else that makes you unique. Embrace those imperfections because they're what make you, well, you. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself for making a mistake. Maybe you bombed a test, spilled coffee all over your new shirt, or missed an important deadline. How did that feeling hold you back? Did it prevent you from trying again? Now imagine approaching that same situation with a more accepting mindset. Instead of beating yourself up, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the mistake, learned from it, and moved on. How would that have changed things? Alright, let's recap what we talked about today. Embracing imperfection isn't about being lazy or complacent. It's about letting go of that impossible standard of perfection, accepting your flaws, and using them as opportunities for growth. Remember to celebrate the small wins, be kind to yourself, focus on the journey, and never forget. You are enough, just as you are. So, my challenge to you today is this. Identify one area where you're putting too much pressure on yourself to be perfect. Maybe it's your work, your relationships, or even something as simple as cooking dinner. Then, try approaching that situation with a more accepting mindset. You might be surprised by how freeing it feels. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a reminder that imperfection is not only okay, but also incredibly powerful. Let's spread the word and create a world where we celebrate our unique journeys, stumbles and all. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.